Inventory segmentation for special handling. Inventory that requires special handling can be grouped into various segments so that related risks to supply or to customer value can be protected. These segments can also be used for designating special storage areas within the warehouse to enable safe and effective storage of the given inventory segment as required. For this reason, traceability and lot control are very important to this type of inventory. Size and other product characteristics affect sourcing, manufacturing, and distribution requirements. So products with similar characteristics often need to be sorted into like segments such as the following. Bulk materials. Orders processed and sold in bulk have different storage, handling, and vehicle requirements. These can be liquids, grains, etc. Odd-sized/shaped goods. This type of segmentation will dictate how much space is required for the inventory and can result in special inventory handling and transportation requirements, for example, specialty trucks. Large sheets of glass need to be handled and stored with minimal risk of breakage. Clothing may need to be transported on racks. Palletized versus non-palletized is a typical segmentation method. Bulky items like couches or beds may need an additional person for materials handling. It may be unprofitable to include an extra person for other materials handling in a delivery. So this would be a segment. Temperature. Frozen, refrigerated, and ambient temperature requirements create zones for warehousing, operations, and transportation. For example, multi-temperature or separate vehicles. Ambient temperature goods can often be stored or can travel in a refrigerated area. This uses space more efficiently, but also wastes energy. Value. Valuable goods are often centralized to minimize inventory carrying costs, can bear higher transportation costs such as for air, and have more expensive holding costs due to security needs. Goods that are at higher risk of theft in storage or transit may need security zones in warehouses and secure vehicles. In some cases, they and the vehicles are kept nondescript. Variety. Products that have many different SKUs, such as sizes of shirts, will generate large inventories unless inventory is centralized. Low-value staples with large varieties are instead ordered far in advance. Cross-contamination. Chemicals need to be segregated from foodstuffs. Goods that can absorb smells need to be segregated from items that emit odors, and so on. Even some vegetables need to be segregated. Tomatoes, apples, and pears emit ethylene, and other vegetables like lettuce, broccoli, and watermelon will yellow or decay when kept near them for too long because they are ethylene sensitive. Dangerous goods / hazardous materials. Hazmat. Dangerous goods or hazardous materials. Hazmat requires special handling policies and supply/distribution networks that comply with all regulatory requirements. Hazardous materials are an important area for risk management and are addressed more elsewhere.